Come see how much you can save at any of the 9 Saks Quality stores. Open evenings, convenient payments arranged. Saks Quality, since 1896, one of America's leading furniture specialists. Hear what your neighbors think on the Brad Crandall Show weekday evenings on WNBC, AM and FM, New York.
Good evening. This is Roger Bowman with a 6:30 New York News special. 15 minutes of top metropolitan area news.
I'm Joseph Michaels with on-the-spot reports about Mayor Wagner blasts the proposed Stalin. A prominent Negro minister says fellow clergymen in Brooklyn are neutral on it. A look at the World's Fair with its hair definitely down. And a subway fire knocks out shuttle service.
Right now, it's 44 degrees in New York, and here's tonight's top story. Mayor Wagner speaks out strongly against the Stalin at the World's Fair scheduled for tomorrow. Here's Joseph Michaels with that story.
Charges and countercharges are being exchanged. Pleas and counterpleas are being offered. Militant core groups are still planning their Stalins, despite pleas by national civil rights leaders, warnings by congressional pro-civil rights leaders, and some Negro clergymen that the result might be to defeat the very battles they fight to win. The mayor was asked by this reporter what the city's attitude will be, what action it will take.
Well, the city, as I said, the police are ready to enforce law and order, and that's my duty as the chief executive to see that law and order is enforced here. People are protected now. People have the right to demonstrate peacefully, and it has been one of the great benefits we have here in our way of life, and so long as I'm mayor, they're always going to have that opportunity to peacefully demonstrate. But when it involves inconveniences such as Stalin could do, and some of these other tactics that they have could interfere with life and property, well, that's a different story. And as I said too, I'm willing to sit down and talk to any groups. I've done that over the years, and particularly groups interested in civil rights, because so am I. And we've done more in this city than any other city, and yet we have a lot to do. There's no question about that. But as I said before, I cannot negotiate with a gun at the head of the city.
We had, in the last situation, quite a bit of leniency in connection with technical breakings of the law at Downstate Medical Center and other demonstrations, even in your own office, as a matter of fact. Are you going to recommend, so far as they can, that the authorities should not be lenient in this case?
I think the way the police handled any of the demonstrations last summer was the right way to handle it. And I'm sure they will handle it in the most gentlemanly way possible without... certainly want to avoid any talk of any police brutality or interference.
Do you see any possibility of a last-minute meeting, maybe this afternoon or even tonight, Mayor Wagner?
Well, I'd be delighted to, as I said, meet with... any responsible group, and some of the, with the top leaders in the civil rights movement. I think we're all have our hearts set in the same direction of trying to bring the full benefits of democracy. But those who are irresponsible, I'm sure, won't do any good to have any meeting with them. And as I said, we cannot sit down and have negotiations with a gun at our head.
Bishop Childs recently elected the mayor of Harlem in one of the city's regular elections of regional mayors, denounced the Stalin. Other Negro clergymen are taking a neutral stand, though doubting the efficacy of the move. Not its morality, but its efficacy. 9 heads of major Brooklyn Protestant congregations met at the Bethany Baptist Church today. Reverend W.A. Jones, who, by the way, was one of the leaders at the Downstate Medical Center demonstrations, was spokesman for the group and defined the attitude of their parishioners and themselves in this way.
Well, to be perfectly honest, though a large number of Negroes are reluctant to participate in this kind of action, they do understand the problem, the frustration of those who are moving forward in this militant, exceedingly militant kind of protest. And I think that there are very few Negroes among the masses who will condemn these people. Though they may not condone it, they will not condemn it.
Do you find the people who have been behind this particular tactic to be responsible members of the community?
Well, we use this word responsible and the word irresponsible so much, I think that the words have become hackneyed. They are no more irresponsible than the mayor of this city is irresponsible. I think he's been quite irresponsible in the sense that he has failed to move with haste and with forthrightness to alleviate the situations that make for this kind of social protest.
Fair officials still hope the stall-in will not come off, would rather the planned demonstrations inside by regular civil rights groups did not, but promise their police officers will, quote, exert every effort to avoid conflict with the demonstrators so long as CORE adheres to its representation that the illegal demonstrations will at least remain orderly and not interfere with the fair's operation. Two stockades, each able to hold 3,000 people, have been set up. It looks as though they will do almost as much business as the rest of the fair on this opening day.
School Superintendent Calvin Gross today took an unusual view of civil rights demonstrations concerning integrated education. He called them a blessing in disguise for the city school system. Gross said the airing of the school system's problems creates a chance for a real breakthrough in education. The superintendent added he would shortly announce plans for a number of short-term solutions to good education in slum areas. Dr. Gross said he expects opposition to plans he is now working on to decentralize and reorganize the entire school system, which he called too ponderous and incapable of solving problems. The World's Fair opens tomorrow, and here's what it will look like.
Well, not quite. What's more to the point is what it looks like right now. What it's going to look like tomorrow is hard to say. We've never seen such hurly-burly and scuffling and crowded streets and, well, just about every kind of activity as is going on there right now. We were there just about an hour ago. And trucks are clogging the streets, still trying to bring in things to the various pavilions. Most of them will be ready. We wouldn't dream of denying that. Moses doesn't like people who scoff or doubt, and he says it's going to be open, and if he says so, then it definitely is, unless people manage to stop it before they even get to the gates. But so far as the interiors are concerned, there will be some exhibits that will not be ready. The Belgian Village comes to mind. It's got a long way to go. Basin Street, we notice, will probably not be complete on the outside. Some others will not be as complete as they would like, no doubt. But still, people were gradually getting things done. They were still putting down, by the way, places to park vehicles inside, putting down the macadam. They were still putting in trees and trying to make them look as though they were really happy there, and putting turf down for grass. It looked like Shea Stadium a few days ago all over again. Welders were still at work. Painters were putting in their last touches. People were striving frantically to get things into place and will be all through the night. But the fair will be open tomorrow, so far as the authorities are concerned, and a good deal of it will be extraordinary indeed. And we noticed that a lot of the things were being rehearsed. The fountains were plashing. The guides and guidettes were going through their paces, seemingly everybody knowing what they were doing in a kind of a disorganized kind of organized chaos. Pretty soon, it will be ready. Well, at least we all hope so.
The East Harlem Action Committee has announced plans to demonstrate tonight outside Gracie Mansion in honor of what it calls Martyrs to Civil Rights. That's scheduled for midnight. Then the Action Committee plans to move to the Port of Authority bus terminal on 8th Avenue to hand out pamphlets to arriving World's Fair visitors. The pamphlets, which urge an end to bloodshed, comes hours before the scheduled World's Fair stall-in. One of the worst fires in the subway system today knocked out shuttle service.
In the quiet hours of the morning, a most unquiet blaze began in the shuttle between Times Square and Grand Central Station. Actually, it's mostly in the Grand Central area. In just moments, tremendous heat was engendered by flames in both trains and in the station. Not until well in the morning was it brought under control, and the price was a multi-million dollar one. We spoke to Department Chief Edward McAniff about the extent of the damage.
The structural damage was very extensive. The columns supporting the subway and supporting the roadway are approximately 25 columns, major structural members that have been severely damaged and must be replaced.
And how about to equipment, to subway equipment?
The subway cars, the shuttle car, there are five cars in the train, I believe. Those cars are badly charred.
And the new automatic train, was that damaged?
The new automatic train was damaged by fire and damaged by heat and smoke, yes, sir.
Do you remember anything this bad in the way of a subway fire in your time?
We've had very serious subway fires heretofore, But I do believe, from my experience, this is the most serious subway fire in the last 20 years, to be conservative.
Boy, what is it going to take to, and how much work to get those members out and to replace them? Are you aware of this? Well,
the Transit Authority is working on it now, and they will let contracts to try bring in, demolish the present girders, the steel beam supporting the roof overhead, and then they must bring in other men to put up, replace those columns.
How about your own men? Are any of them badly hurt?
No, we've had a number of injuries. I think 7 injuries reported. But we were very, very fortunate that the injuries were not extensive.
The street looks like a mess, too. 42nd Street, according to Commissioner Carroll, will probably have to be redone completely, as anyone who tried to go through there by car knows to their sad expense of time. But down 2 stories in the station, just off Grand Central, where the fire took place, the scene this morning looked to me like this. The damage down here in the subway is almost unbelievable. This looks like a scene from somebody's pet inferno. There are 2 trains in here, one the shuttle and one the automatic, and they both look to be completely destroyed. You can see melted glass, and of course the paint is completely stripped off. The doors are shattered and torn. If there's anything recoverable from these, I don't know what it could be. There are automatic lights been put in, wires been run in by the firemen in order to continue their work. They still are turning water on smoking portions of this train. People have started to go to work on the 25 pillars, which are going to have to come out and be propped up in between because of the sunken street. The paint is stripped off the ceilings, too. The heat, even now, is still pretty horrendous. The whole place is just one scene of havoc and destruction. Fortunately, however, the stores around it were saved, and even more fortunately, there were practically no people down here. No one can estimate how long it will be before these trains will be running again, and certainly these 2 trains will probably never run again. Subsequently, we discover that it is estimated now shuttle traffic will probably be open again, at least to some degree, next Thursday.
9 people were taken to the Lincoln Hospital today suffering from carbon monoxide poisoning at their place of work, the Rotary Knitting Mills plant, 605 East 132nd Street in the Bronx. And the police report, no one is critically ill. The fact that 61-year-old Miro Scarcia once belonged to the Communist Party has cost him his job as a longshoreman. The New York State Court of Appeals today upheld the action of the Waterfront Commission in revoking Scarcia's registration on grounds that 15 years ago he belonged to the party and helped recruit new members. The 5-man court, however, split 3-2 in its decision. 21-year-old Terrence Gare of Brooklyn today set something of a record. He was sentenced to serve 793 days in jail. That's 2 years, 2 months, and 3 days after he was found guilty of 72 traffic violations. When he was arrested last March, Gare's attorney asked that he be sent to Bellevue Hospital for a mental examination. The doctors released the young auto mechanic with a finding he is sane, if speedy. The monkey on Gare's back is drag racing. He can't stand being behind bars. Well, 3 New Jersey men were arraigned today on burglary charges and held in $5,000 bail each for grand jury action. Sharp-eyed Perth Amboy police became extremely suspicious and arrested the trio, whom they found in the early morning hours lugging a 400-pound safe through an alley. Now the weather for the metropolitan area. Cloudy and cool, with occasional periods of light rain tonight, continuing into the early morning hours. Tomorrow, cloudy, not as cool, chance of a few showers, with a low tonight around 40 degrees. The high tomorrow in the mid-50s, clearing tomorrow night. Right now, it's 44 degrees and cloudy in Midtown Manhattan. This has been the New York News Special, 15 minutes of top metropolitan area news, with on-the-spot reports from Joseph Michaels. Stay tuned now for 3-Star Extra. Next news on the hour at 7 with Herbert Kaplow.
This is Joseph Michaels.
And this is Roger Bowman. Good night.